The Bracknell Town Podcast. For fans, by fans, come on the Robins.
Part of 10 Mile from 1989 and their single Night Terror from the album Strong Lager, a fitting tribute to our rivals today, the Terror, also known as Tooting and Mitcham FC. Tooting and Mitcham United Football Club were formed in 1932 and became the first club to represent two separate areas. And we are visiting the Imperial Fields Community Ground with a capacity of 3,500, of which 312 is seated. The team play in black and white, vertical stripes and black shorts at home, and shocking pink when away. Their chairman is Steve Adkins, and their current managers are Ashley Bosa and Cornelius Nwaledor. They reached the fourth round of the FA Cup in 1976 and the FA quarterfinals in the same year. Tooting also made the quarterfinals of the FA Vars in 2001. Their record attendance at their current ground was 2,637 against AFC Wimbledon in the Isthmian League Division 1 in April 2005, although they drew a crowd of 17,500 at Sandy Lane against Queen's Park Rangers in the FA Cup second round in 1956. The most appearances was 470 by Danny Godwin, and the most goals scored to date was Alan Ives at 92. Now, nearby Tooting Common is said to be haunted by a boy on a bicycle. Local resident Bill Dow recently commented, "The boy and the bicycle were totally white and made no sound at all as they approached me and then passed me. The boy turning to stare with an unnaturally fixed gaze. Still staring back, the unnerving apparition cycled steadily on, closer and closer to Seven Islands Pond and then out onto the surface of the water. Rumour has it the figure was that of 10-year-old Leonard Lascelles, who drowned in the pond 70 years ago. All sounds a bit creepy. So I'd head home after the match if I were you, on your bike."
You join us at the Imperial Stadium for Tooting and Mitcham versus Bracknell Town in the Isthmian South Central Division in the league. Yes, well, we've just arrived and we can't get any liquid refreshment. That won't do at all, will it? I think there's a cup of tea to be had somewhere, but yes, no beverages of a beer nature. But we will let you know if that gets better and opens up over time. And of course, the football as well. We'll be with you very, very shortly for the team news as soon as it comes out. Thank you, as always, for listening to the unofficial Robins podcast. Well, as I say, you are at Tooting and Mitcham with us at the unofficial Robins podcast, and the team news has literally just this second come out. So over to the wonderful Emma Whitty with the team news.
For the home team, there is number one, Michael Ecott, number two, Jack Dean, number three, Ethan, number four, Temmie, number five, Dan, number six, Scott Rees, number seven, Rees, number eight, Michael Atkinson, number nine, Dave Tarpey, number 10, James Clark, and number 11, Seb Bowerman.
Thank you so much. And for the home team today at Tooting and Mitcham, we have number one, Gary Ross, three, Dean Howlin, four, Mark Waters, Nathan Daly, Akeem Belford, Daryl Coleman, Dan Williams, Stefan Illich, Andre Fearon, Anar Cisse, Malachi Cole, and on the bench for Tooting, Eric Mukubabi, Billy Brown, Fabio Nunes, Jermay Brisse, Pedro Mocco. I think that's right. Tooting and Mitcham. It's half time. Bracknell are currently 1-0 up so far. And yes, I'm here with Steve the Gaffer Witty. So, what was the general view at half time?
A phonetic half, I've got to say. I think Bracknell just about shaded it and deserved the 1-0 lead. Seb Bowerman, I've got to say, is playing an excellent half. Really does look dangerous down that left hand side. Great cross from him in for Jack Dean. From a nice header, clean through. A couple of other chances for Bracknell as well. I think we deserve it, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree with that. Seb has been running the park as always. We're looking forward to the next half and see what we can rustle up in the next half. You're listening to the Unofficial Robins Podcast. We're at Tooting and Mitcham, just now finished with a win for Bracknell Town, 1-0 in the end. A bit of argy-bargy right at the end, wasn't there?
I think it was a full 22-man scrap, plus substitutes, plus physios, and plus Ricky.
Yes, indeed. Yes, yeah. Well, it's good. Dear Ricky came on and was all limbered up, ready and waiting. But I'm sure it was. There was some cards suddenly came out. But I think they managed to get some yellow cards at the end of the game, which is quite skilled. Last 20 minutes, really rather disappointing, really, I think, from us, don't you think?
Yeah, look, 1-0 final score, but I've got to say, I think that second half was abysmal from Bracknell. I've got to say, we really did have to hold on really tight in terms of it. We just couldn't string three passes together. Poor, if I was honest. We were fortunate to get a win out of this.
Yeah, absolutely. And by the end as well, you know, there was a lot of activity in their half. The defence is pretty shocking. I do think the whole thing, you know, was shocking. But at the end of the day, it's obviously a victory in the league, and that's what we need, particularly as a lot of the competition have won today. But, we carry on and, up until the next game.
Come on, the Robins.
Come on, the Robins.
You're listening to the Unofficial Robins Podcast.
Now, over to James the Captain Birdseye and Stephen the Gaffer Witty.
You're listening to the Unofficial Robins Podcast with me, James the Captain Birdseye, and Steve the Gaffer Witty. Thank you so much for joining us, as always. We are now back at home, relaxing with a nice cup of tea or something stronger, wherever you are in the world. A very good morning, good evening, good night, good wherever you are, really. And we were just talking about the game that we've had at the weekend, where it was, a 1-0, 1-0 away from home, which is always a good, always a good thing, at Tooting and Mitcham. Starting off really then with the first half, what was the kind of thoughts, Steve, when we sort of came out really, and how did we start off in the match?
Well, good evening, James. Do you know what? I think first half on reflection, I think to be fair, we played the football. I think we looked the better side, defensively very well organised, and I've got to say, if our strikers had maybe taken a couple more of their chances, I think we could have been more than one up by the time we got to half time.
Yeah, I mean, this is it, isn't it? There were quite a lot of shots at goal, but the view was potentially that the chances weren't being taken maybe as much as they could be, which, you know, I think some people could, it could be suggested that's quite a recurring theme, really. You know, we had that with the game before, didn't we? The FA Trophy, just sort of those open, you know, almost open goal chances, which just weren't being finished.
Yeah, and I think we're fortunate that we're quite well organised defensively. I saw the Tooting and Mitcham Twitter account. They were exactly the same position where they saw themselves coming up against a very well organised defence. Because up front we are just not firing. We continued, and I think we talked about it at the last podcast. Dave Tarpey moment can't seem to buy a goal. I think he was cleaned through once, and I think, you know, God knows what happened with that one. But genuinely, you know, we don't seem to yet be clicking. That's the bit that I would say is really lacking from our game.
Yes, absolutely. And I mean, you know, Jack Dean got the goal 30 minutes in, didn't he, with an assist. I'll be honest, I can't remember who assisted with the goal for Jack, actually, on that one. It was cracking. Very, very good. And we're just, you know, sort of looking actually here about, and we'll move on to sort of the second half shortly. But I'm just looking here on the... on the unofficial Robins Facebook page of you know, who the view was of the unofficial man of the match. Is it Ecott or Acott? I can't pronounce his name properly. Two very, very good saves, you know, which has been mentioned there. Did, you know, very, very well in goal. And I thought that he was excellent. There were two. I mean, there was one that you weren't sure whether it was a save or not, I think, Steve. I personally thought it was. He just got his fingertips to it, and it went across the bar.
Yeah. And I thought, you know, he actually needed to be. He had two cracking moments, and I think it was a tip onto the bar. But, you know, he had two cracking saves that absolutely kept us in the game because, you know, despite the fact, yes, we sort of, I would say, we deserved our lead at half time. Second half was a completely different affair. And I think Tooting would be disappointed that maybe they hadn't got something from the game. And if it wasn't for them two saves and a couple of good block tackles as well, I genuinely think that, we could have conceded because we didn't really look like we had any level of control, particularly in the last 25 minutes.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that was the concern. And I think we all said to each other, you know, yes, I know a win's a win. And, you know, 3 points is 3 points. And that's absolutely marvellous. That's completely essential as the season goes on. Of course it is. And you know, it is to celebrate. And it's great news. It's absolutely great news, particularly in the league. But I think we all were quite concerned that, you know, against one of the... one of the highly rated clubs, of which, to be fair, Tooting and Mitcham, I think, actually are playing at a higher level than their league position suggests. But, you know, when we're, you know, playing against, you know, your Marlowe's of this world and Uxbridge such like, we cannot play in the way that we played in that last second half, and definitely the sort of second half of the second half, as it were. It was just concerning right the way across. I mean, in terms of what was lacking in your view, Steve?
Well, when we say lacking, having to, you know, I suppose it's expectation as fans, because I sort of taken sort of, you know, a little bit of time to reflect, you know. Bobby Wilkinson sort of made a comment, I think, on Twitter that, you know, a good result against a really good side. I think our expectations as Bracknell fans, maybe it's where the bar's been set a little bit for us. We're almost expecting to be dominating games And when we don't, and we definitely didn't in that last 25 minutes, 30 minutes, we ourselves, you know, describe it as a poor performance, with maybe not us giving any credit to the opposition. So I think on reflection, yes, we struggled, but we came away with 3 points. We came away with a clean sheet. And, you know, where we sit at the moment is sort of, you know, I'll call it joint third in terms of 19 points. We've played, I think it's four or five, well, we've played all of the top teams around us. We're about to play seventh place Chipstead on Saturday. I think we should be really happy. We've just maybe got to realise that at non-league football level, and a lot of these games are going to be very even, a lot of these games are, they're going to be up for wanting to play against Bracknell, that maybe we're not going to dominate, and it is all about the result.
Yeah, I think that's a really interesting one, isn't it? Because it is so difficult, and difficult for the management and the staff and such like, when we are tipped as favourites for the league, and that's a difficult place to be. It really is, and you know, there's been you know, some incredible results, you know, recently. Binfield, yeah, that was. Yeah, they won against Westfield 3-0. You know, Chipstead against Guernsey 3-0 again. Marlow 3-0 against Ashford. So these are very, very difficult competitors, and maybe that's it. Maybe it actually isn't a situation necessarily where we're super poor. It's just, you know, we are coming against some very good opposition, and yeah, it's it is just going to be that thing of up and down, I guess, during football, and that's yeah. What it is. But it is 3 points. But I mean, for me, what I will say is my view is that I think we need to be finishing, and we're having opportunities, and not so a few in the last game, but definitely in the FA Trophy. We've got to be at the front, you know, and particularly with our strikers like Tarpey, we need to be seeing that, you know, the majority of the time when there's an opportunity like that, it comes across as a tick and a goal.
And that's the difference, I think, between us judging a result as being, I want to say, a close game versus you think back on the chances we created. We should have been, you know, we had enough to win that game easily. And that's the difference. You're quite right to say, we talked about it last time. We start banging in the goals, okay? These performances that look like us struggling in sort of the last 20 minutes, like we did on Saturday, we'll come a little bit into light. But look, we won. We've got 3 points. And the good news is, as well, I don't think we picked up any injuries, which is nice as well. Because I think I heard that we got some players who are looking a little bit fitter. I think we managed to talk to a few, didn't we? Who could be coming back.
Indeed, yeah. We talked to Max. He's had an injection into, I presume, cortisone injection or such like. With the ankle, had an MRI. He said it's looking positive. He's hoping to train this week. We don't know yet. I mean, I very much said to him, I said, look, you know, do not rush. We want him back absolutely A1, not A2. But yeah, he's with us. Apparently, Mark Scott, a keeper, he, according to sources within the club, he's doing well and is hoping to come back shortly. I do think it's going to be competition for him, though. Of course, with the quality of keeping that we've seen by Acott, I think you know, it's going to be quite a competition for that place in goal.
Yeah, nice position to be that for Bobby, that, isn't it? With two,
absolutely,
with two top quality keepers. You know, not many teams at this level will say that. So I think that's going to be an interesting little battle. The other player, of course, who to mention was I heard a bit of an update in regards to Joe Grant. Yeah. I understand that he's been booked in for an operation, and I think it's something like the middle of November. The injury, as we expected, is going to be out somewhere between 6 and 9 months. So, you know, it's is going to be the majority of this season for him, really. But yeah, at least he's got the operation booked in there.
Absolutely. And of course, from everyone at Unofficial Robins and from all the fans, you know, our best wishes do go to him. You know, it must be a very difficult time. But yeah, we do very much think of him. And yes, hopefully he gets better soon, very, very soon. Of course, now we do have to say there was a little bit of an incident, ooh, shall we say. A little bit of a soiree, you know, without the cocktails. Yeah, there was indeed. I'm just having a look here. You see, one should be far more organized when doing a podcast rather than trying to go and get the details in front of you. But I've got them now. There we go. Yes, there was a red card given to Daryl Coleman, number 8 of Tooting and Mitcham. And I believe Temi and Waka for us got a yellow card. A bit of a set 2 after the final whistle, wasn't there?
Well, I asked, of course, I took my 11-year-old son to the game on Saturday, and I asked him what he remembered about the game. And the only thing he actually remembers is all of the players, anyone who basically, including the players who, by the way, weren't on the team sheet, and the management, all running off the bench and having a fight. So he was entertained. I'm not sure genuinely if that's the impression we want to be giving to the kids
who go watch out for the team.
But if I'm correct in saying I don't know what the cause of it was. I think I heard something about Temi pulled a face. Their number 8 pulled a punch, and before you know it, they all decided to go for a quick run onto the pitch and push each other.
Exactly. I mean, that's it. Is you know, I think it would be too strong to say a fight, wouldn't it? Really, it's just one of these sort of passionate sort of things that happens
Ricky saved the day for us all, though, didn't they, Ricky? Went on the enforcer until,
yes,
you know, the moment he went, he stopped.
Oh, of course. Naturally it would. Naturally, without a doubt. But yeah, it did come out of the blue a little bit, I must admit, because it wasn't a particularly, you know, sort of cardy game or anything like that. But yes, it's there we go. So that was a bit, that was a little bit of interest. I was sort of all about to walk out the crowd, you know, oh, that was very nice. Yeah, clap them off. And what's going on here? But there we go. So next week then, we are at home, aren't we? We're at home next week in the league still. Chipstead next week?
Yep, Chipstead. They beat Guernsey 3-0.
They did, yeah.
At their last game. I think they held Marlow to a draw as well.
Okay.
They're sitting in 7th place. But if you look at their league form is sort of showing, you know, they haven't really sort of, I think they've only won, that Guernsey result was their first win in sort of 5. But yeah, still in 7th place, you know, they've played some tough games so far. So I think they're going to give us a tough challenge.
Absolutely.
Last time, I think we played them at Largest Lane, I think we beat them 2-0, I think, was some period of time. But I think it was beginning of last season, I'm sure it was, back in September. I think it was one of the games that we did actually play. So look, it's going to be a tough challenge. Another team that I think is fancy to beat sort of in the playoff area this season is Chipstead. So yeah, looking forward to it. Let's hope our strikers can score some goals though, yeah?
Oh, absolutely. And I just, yeah, I'm sure that's, you know, that's going to be well and truly, you know, on the minds in terms of with the training. I'm not going to be there, unfortunately, which is a real big shame. I've got an awards dinner to go to, actually. Yeah. Don't like talking about it. You know me. Yeah. Don't like talking about it. Radio personality awards. Yeah, don't like talking about it. But yeah, I'll let you know if I win. If I don't win, then I'll keep very, very quiet. So you probably won't hear anything about it. But there we go. But yes, so Chipstead next week on Saturday, 3 o'clock, at the SB Stadium. So yes, I think that's pretty much it from us, isn't it? As always, we would love, absolutely love to have your views, whatever they are. Don't just keep it to yourself, okay? Because it's really, really important that yeah, we have your views of whatever you you think. And you can do that really, really easy. You can send us a tweet at Robins Podcast. So at Robins Podcast, or you can send an email, robinspodcast@gmail.com. robinspodcast@gmail.com. Yep, so you can do that. And yeah, also do interact with the Facebook group as well, at the unofficial Robins Facebook group. We're all on there. And so from wherever you are, we would love to go and get in touch. Love to know where you're listening from. And until next time, it's ta-ta from me. I'm going to do it. A ta-ta from him. All right, good night, everyone. Thank you.
The Bracknell Town Podcast. For fans, by fans, come on the Robins.
Come on, you Robins.